leading Peck 27-24 that ball game midway through the fourth quarter.
And I have a final from the Sandusky Brown City game, 20-16. The Redskins defeat the Green Devils this evening.
Bearcats will face off against the Brown City Green Devils next week. Bearcats have already clinched a share of the Greater Thumb East. A win over the Green Devils will give them the outright title for the second year in a row. Still looking for an update out of that Deckerville-Memphis game. So if any of our spotters are out there bored and tired of listening to us, may want to check for some updates out there on that Deckerville-Memphis game.
Or just head around down to Deckerville.
Yeah. It's about the only game we haven't heard about. That and the North Huron at Mile game, if you happen to have any information on that one. We'd like to hear that one as well. Rockets on the kickoff return, bring it up to the 49-yard line. That's where they'll have it first and 10, under 3 minutes to play in this one.
Well, nice win here for Reese, really turning it on the second half. And the Lakers have to head on back home, regroup, get ready for Bad Axe this week.
Reese goes on the road to play in the annual Sugar Bowl game. They've owned that trophy for the last couple years that I'm aware of.
My early prediction is they will take it back home with them as well next week.
Okay.
Go ahead and put me on record for that.
All right, I will do that. I just wrote it down.
Nice writing.
First and 10 for the Rockets. They'll pitch it back to Evan Campbell. Campbell, with a little bit of running room, has a Reese first down in Laker territory at the 40. Right there it is. Can you read that? I'll know what it means.
You must be a doctor. I can't read your writing.
First down here for the Rockets. 1:40 left to go in this one. Homecoming night here is drawing to a close here. And
I didn't get a name on that queen.
The Rockets going to send everybody home happy.
It was one of these five right here on my sheet, though.
Okay.
A lot of the names. I was going to start reading them all off, but some of those names were pretty hard.
Handoff goes straight up the middle. Evan had the ball carrier. Going to pick up a yard. Second down coming up. 1:10 left to go in this one. Thought maybe we'd have a few updates coming through, but apparently not. Only one that we haven't heard anything on. Deckerville, Memphis, and North Huron at Miles. So if you happen to have those in the next few minutes and you want to get them out there to us, give us a call, 989-269-9931. 40 seconds left to go in this one. Could be the last play in the ballgame. They'll pitch it back to Evan Campbell, and Campbell going to be stacked up at the line of scrimmage. 30 seconds to go in this one.
I think Reese can get away without having to run another play.
Yep. They'll set the football down with 18 seconds to go, and the Rockets will not have to snap it again, and that'll be your final score. The Reese Rockets, 55, the Lakers, 16. It's the final second kickoff in this one. Jason, we'll keep it right here to wrap things up as we're well ahead on our sponsor list. So, Jason, the Rockets came out here and it looked like the Lakers were going to be able to hang with them for a little while. The Lakers put together a drive that ended in a Reese safety, and things just kind of then spiraled out of control. The Lakers turned over the ball a couple times. One led to a interception run back for a touchdown. The next one was an interception, and the next play the Rockets punch it into the end zone. And then from there, the Lakers just not able to recover.
Yeah, the Laker defense got off to a nice start tonight. But, again, the Reese Rockets, just too much for them here tonight. the Lakers offense not really in gear at all. A couple of nice passes, though, here in the second half, I do have to make mention of. 68-yard touchdown pass from Van Houten to Gasho. That was preceded by a 52-yard touchdown pass from Van Houten to Gasho. So, if anything, for Reese, maybe take a look at the pass defense a little bit going forward here. But tonight, a nice win against the Lakers here on homecoming and become playoff eligible as well. So, really a nice double banger here as they get the win on homecoming, which everybody wants, and then going to the playoffs, which I can't imagine anybody too upset about that either.
And an update out of that Deckerville-Memphis game, I can tell you this. The Eagles have clinched a playoff spot. Jason, the final score there was?
Deckerville 48, Memphis 0.
Zero. So our final score here, 55-16. The Lakers lose to the Reese Rockets. The Rockets clinch a playoff spot and look forward to their annual Sugar Bowl game with the USA Patriots next week. Jason, you and I will be out at Lakers to see the Elk-Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets in week number 7 of this high school football season. Where has the time gone?
Yeah, it's already October 1st, and, you know, the cool autumn rain begins to fall here on the field here, and that's the type of weather I hope that's what we're looking forward here going forward. I like the nice cool football weather, and I look forward to seeing some good football action here these last 3 weeks of the regular season.
Time for us to get out of here, and we'll be back next Friday, as we mentioned, to see the Elk-Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets. Time now to send it back to the studios of Cruise 102 FM. You'll want to stay tuned throughout the course of the evening as we do get more final scores in. The folks back at the station, Derek, Nikki, and Gilbert, will pass them along as they get them. So for Jason Partica, I'm Rick Laza, saying so long. Have a great weekend, everybody. And we'll see you right back here on Cruise 102 FM next Friday. Lead Bad Axe, 10 Lakers, coming your way. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Good night, everyone.